The USDA released its recommendations for modernizing the federal milk marketing orders in early July. Stephen Kane, Senior Director of Economic Research and Analysis for the National Milk Producers Federation, talks about his initial reaction to the proposal.
Overall, we're fairly pleased with the recommendation that USDA has come up with. We put a lot of proposals into the record. So did a lot of other groups. Fundamentally, USDA agreed with our premise and methodology for all the changes we were asking for. We don't agree with exactly how everything was implemented. They didn't do it exactly the way we had hoped for. But in general, we're very pleased with how USDA has come out with the recommended decision here.
The Federation was especially pleased with the agency's decision on the Class 1 mover.
I think one of the big ones was moving the Class 1 mover back to the higher of. That was a very important piece for a lot of farmers around the country. We made a change a few years ago that turned out not to be the right decision. Farmers lost out on over $1 billion in revenue, so it was critical for us to move back to the higher of. And so we're very pleased that happened. Had a little bit of a carve out there, a little bit of adjustment for extended shelf life milk, but overall, very pleased with that bit.
There were some surprises.
Moving the barrels from a Class 3 formula. In the long run, that's going to be very supportive of dairy farmer revenue over the next few years and moving in the future. Just wasn't sure whether or not that was something they would be up for doing, but very pleased that they were.
Kane gives a timeline for the next steps in the process.
The recommended decision was put into the register. So we have 60 days from that time frame for everyone in the industry to file comments with USDA. So mid-September, those will be due. USDA will then go over those, release a final decision sometime in November. We'll have a referendum vote sometime likely in early December. And then Q1 of next year is when we'll see these changes be implemented. So a little bit of a timeline before these actually hit the ground with the changes, but working through the process there to get through all of those steps we have to go through.
Again, Stephen Kane is with the National Milk Producers Federation. Chad Smith reporting.